Hello.
Podcast Network Asia.
Yeah, so I tell them, you know, there's no marketing plan or business plan that can predict the future, sabi ko. The only way to really learn, the only way to really know, no, if this will work is if you actually, you know, do it. No? And most of my ventures, I've done it that way. No, it's
screw it, let's do it philosophy.
Yeah, screw it, let's do it. When Bianca or Nico comes to me and says, hey, will this work? Yeah, screw it, let's do it. Just do it, you know, and see what happens. You know, and that's when the learning comes. So you have, your mindset has to be unexpected ang mga bagay. Nobody knew the pandemic would come. We are not soothsayers. We are not fortune tellers that we will know how the market will react to it, especially if you're innovating. If you are bringing out a product that no one has ever seen before, then you cannot do a market study. You know, you can you just do it and have your customer try it na. And then if it fails, okay, let's go back and fix it. You know, and you know, that's how I've been developing my businesses or ventures.
And good evening, good morning, good afternoon to wherever you are watching here in the Philippines and all over the world. My name is RJ Ledesma and welcome to my podcast, the RJ Ledesma Podcast. In this podcast, I interview the country's pioneering business personalities and leading entrepreneurs to find out more about how they think about doing business, what are their success secrets in business, and how have they innovated, how have they pivoted their business models during the pandemic. But more importantly, what opportunities do they see emerging in the newer normal? Now, is there a business personality or entrepreneur that you would like me to interview here on the podcast? Please let me know. Just drop me a message. I would love to learn from them by having them here on the show. We are also live right now on Kumu, CBRC-TV, Global Pinas TV, and of course, the Bounce Back Network. Now, tonight, I want to introduce to all of you a really, really great entrepreneur who became one of my pandemic BFFs because we actually got together as a result of trying to help solve pain points of entrepreneurs during this pandemic. He is Jason De La Rosa, the founder of Bounce Back Philippines. Among different businesses, he also has the Arc of Dreams, and he's also the co-founder of Kita PH. Jason has been a serial entrepreneur and venture builder for 20 plus years and is the founder of Bounce Back Philippines, a business advocacy group that helps MSMEs thrive beyond any crisis, especially this current crisis which we are experiencing. And Bounce Back is also part of the 2021 Meta/Facebook Accelerator Program participant, and he's the author of the book called The Practical Entrepreneur, which is currently being used as a reference by MBA students. I understand the Ateneo Graduate School is actually using his book in their courses. He's also the founder of several business ventures and brands. His ventures revolve around agritech, digital tech startups, Web3, food and beverage, e-commerce, e-sports, e-health, and e-learning. His mission in life is to develop impactful ventures and help entrepreneurs grow through challenges by balancing passion and practicality. He is truly a multi-hyphenated serial entrepreneur. Please welcome here in my show right now, my good friend, Jason De La Rosa. Jason, welcome to the show.
Hey, RJ, how are you? It's been a long time.
Show them off your new book. Describe a bit more about what The Practical Entrepreneur is all about and what the promo is. And I'll be back in just a few.
Ako naman ang host ngayon. All right. So this book, The Practical Entrepreneur, ito yung sinasabi ni RJ Ledesma. I wrote this book. So itong book na to, it's being used by Ateneo MBA students. And it's really a compendium of my life journey as an entrepreneur ever since I graduated. You'll read about stories about my failures in life. You know, that's how you really learn as an entrepreneur, is really to fail, you know. And later, maganda yung usapan namin ni RJ. It's gonna be my entrepreneurial journey. So let's wait for him to come back. This is the RJ Ledesma show and not the Jason De La Rosa show. But, you know, I'll be with you for the rest of this this session, and kindly share, no, to your friends, no, and share this to your network so that they will be able to learn from this. All right, go to the link, no, tinyurl.com/practicalentrepreneur. Use promo code RJ Ledesma, then 10% off sa mga gagamit niyan. Okay, I'd like to talk about some of the principles of my book. No? So basically, you'll be able to learn the difference between passion and, you know, being practical in business, you know, about putting your both feet on the ground while you're on your entrepreneurial journey, how to cope with failures. You know, here in this book, you'll learn how to determine your meaning of success and how to form your goals based on your meaning of success. And we've got business lessons, like what is the difference between growing your business, scaling your business, how do you use digital to scale your business, and a lot of practical tips that I've learned throughout the years as an entrepreneur. You know, and if you get a copy of this book, I am very sure you'll really discover, you know, why. You ask yourself, now, why am I so stressed being an entrepreneur in my life? So stressed going day to day, trying to earn money, trying to grow my business. Then I think this book will help you discover how you'll be able to cope with that stress, no, as an entrepreneur. And you enjoy being an entrepreneur. Because when you're an entrepreneur, is not supposed to be like a burden, you know. A lot of entrepreneurs find it difficult, you know, through failures and, you know, a lot of heartaches doing their business. But entrepreneurship doesn't have to be stressful. You just have to be able to manage your time.
I think I made it right in time. So again, Jason's book, really great. We're going to discuss, I know he's been discussing a bit about it here right now, but we're going to go back later on and then really get into how the book was created in the first place. Please check out his book right now, Practical Entrepreneur. You can order it. It's here right now just for those listening to us via audio. That's https://tinurl.com/practicalentrepreneur. And the promo code to use is RJ Ledesma, 10% off. Again, Jace, thanks so much for coming here on the show. And I'm looking at the comment box. We've got a lot of comments over here from Nico Viray and Bianca Angeles. Thanks so much, guys, for saying hi to all of us over here. Big fans, Isaac, Jacob. Guys, thanks so much for joining us here right now. The best comment I'm hearing so far is kinis ng face ni Kuya Jason. Maybe he's got a product for that as well over here. Now, Jason, like they say, you know, kinis ng face dito Jason.
For sure, Jason.
Now, I know, Jason, that you are what we call, and the reason why I find myself being kindred spirits is really because, number one, you're a multi-hyphenated entrepreneur. It's like malikot yung utak mo, di ba? But I'm sure that, you know, you have an overarching principle as to why you get into the different businesses. I recall my wife, you know, did the entrepreneurship program in Ateneo under Professor Andy Ferreria, and he keeps on saying that, you know, many of these entrepreneurs, you think that they're in so much disparate businesses and they don't make sense. But to the entrepreneur, they're sort of like an overarching theme in their head as to why they all work together. And we're going to ask you about how do they all work together. But in the meantime, can you share with us what are these different businesses that you're currently in, just to give people an idea?
Okay, so you know, after Bounce Back Philippines, RJ, Dubai, we were together the past years during the pandemic. I shifted, you know, my ventures and how I did business into businesses that are pandemic proof, businesses that can last through any crisis that may come because things are so unexpected, no, as we learned. So I'm into agri-tech. You know, we have Kita.ph, Octo e-commerce, Arc of Dreams. But one unifying factor, you know, of the ventures is it has to have some sort of impact society to in the lives of people, not to the lives of people. Like if you look at the Kita.ph business, it's all about giving livelihood and helping the farmers by connecting, you know, farmers to resellers and resellers selling fresh produce to communities. So It's about creating impact for the agricultural sector, livelihood, and communities. Having access to cheaper vegetables counteracting inflation, which is one of the worst things happening right now, di ba? Taas ng presyo ng bilihin. Oh. And you know, the ventures that I built, like Arc of Dreams, for example, it's all about the Web3, and you know, but you know how the Web3 is doing now. It's not so good, no. But I still feel that blockchain, for example, will be something that will emerge again in the future. And I'm integrating that with other ventures, no. Because when I create ventures, they all have to work together, no. They can't be individual ventures. Hindi lang sila pwedeng hiwalay-hiwalay, no? It has to work together as one and complementing each other. So if I talk about all the ventures, you might not have time, RJ. But those are the two main things that ventures I want to talk about.
Yeah, and as we talk about it, just right now, many people are listening here right now. In fact, this direct Logi Ninalga talking about the book, Practical Entrepreneur, he says, it's the best book I've got. I will recommend it to my partners. Thanks so much, Derek. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Derek.
That you gave to Jason. Jason, one thing about serial entrepreneurs, many of them think that, you know, how can you find time to multitask across several businesses? Like you're just doing one, but you're already doing another one. What are the practical tips, I guess, and how? Because some people, they say, I can even run one business, but you're running several. How do you just divide your time, at least in the, how do you compartmentalize your mind? And I guess physically, how do you manage across all these different ventures?
Well, a lot of it is in my book, though. One is you first have to determine what is important, or what gives more value in your day or in your life, and then what does not give value. Much value to the ventures that you're doing, no? Because if you look at your day, RJ, or those people listening, there are many things that doesn't really contribute, no, to the betterment of your venture or give value, no, to that venture. That we just do it during the day because parang we just want to be busy, right? We just want to, you know, we're addicted to stress, you know? Sometimes that's what we call entrepreneurs, no? So I've learned to only plot in my calendar what gives real value to my day, to my ventures, and then those does not bring any value, you just remove it. Sometimes kasi we were afraid to not do things, no? Because we feel na kailangan ko attend tong meeting na to, hindi, kailangan ko i-meet tong person na to, kailangan ko gawin to.
I know the feeling.
You know the feeling, no? But after you attend that meeting or after you do that, parang hindi ko naman pala kailangan gawin yun, no? It doesn't contribute anything to my business, to my family life, to my, you know, my spiritual life. It doesn't contribute anything at all, no? So you remove that, you replace your calendar with things that of value, okay? At the end of the day, you'll feel more fulfilled and you feel like parang, oh, you did, you're so productive that day, no? Second is you have to empower people to do things that you shouldn't be doing anymore, no? Or things that you are not capable of, no? Smarter people. Hire smarter people to do jobs for you, to fill in the gaps, no? That's the reason why when you create a team or when I get people in my team, I always think of, does your strength complement my weakness? Or my strength, does it complement your weakness? If all of you are complementing each other, your time becomes, ano, it frees up your time so much, no? Because everyone is empowered to finish things, to be more productive. And you'll be able to, you know, monitor things lang top view and say, oh, we accomplished so many things, no? Even though we're doing many things at the same time, no? So that's number one. Choose the important things lang in a day that you're doing. And second is empower people to help you and complement your weaknesses.
Got that. So I know that you're, and the thing is also that you, I see how you're doing things, that there are multiple teams. They're actually in your multiple businesses. They're not just assigned to one business. And I guess that helps leverage everybody's skill across multiple disciplines and multiple businesses. Now, having said that, Jason, and I know that you do so many different things, let's start off, I guess, you know, what I wanted to focus on this time around is to focus on your own entrepreneurship journey, moving to where you are here right now, because I'm sure that you've had your own share of successes and failures along the way to becoming an entrepreneur. So let's go back a bit more now. I understand that you know, one of your first backgrounds really coming out of college was that you were in a band, right? If that's,
yeah.
That's right. You made music. So tell us a bit more about that. I hope you don't mind. We'll backtrack a bit so we understand the whole entrepreneurial journey. So I understand you went to Ateneo, you were doing a business course, and you were in a band at the same time with our good friend John Aguilar of the
Final Yep. Yeah. So John Aguilar was our vocalist, no, in the band. No. So yeah. So I was really into music that time. We actually got a recording contract from Dyna Records. I'm sure nobody.
Oh, Dyna Records. That's a throwback for me right there. Sino dito nakakalam na Dyna Records sa mga nakikinig? Sina Isaac, sina Bianca. Kevin Carrion, thanks so much of Matchmo listening here right now. Yan, have you guys heard of Dyna Records? Sige, tuloy mo na, Jason.
Okay, so wala. May mga bata pa yung audience mo. But, you know, we're trying to balance that. The reason why hindi na-launch yung album is because we're trying to balance schoolwork while recording an album at that time. But we were able to record already, you know, but we were in the calendar of Dyna Records and everything about to launch. But, you know, two of our bandmates decided to go double major and then decides to, you know, do more schoolwork. No? So, sadly, that dream did not push through. But eventually, I still returned to my passion. In my 20s after college, I started producing albums naman, producing music.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Was that your first job out of college, Jason?
No. Actually, in college, I was already doing, I was already producing greeting cards.
Greeting cards? You're a good artist, right?
Yeah, so I drew my own greeting cards and I had the printing press print it and then I sold it in school, no? And that was my first entrepreneurial experience, no? Then that's where I learned how to outsource, no? Because if you're familiar with Dyna Records, you must be familiar with Giftgate, right?
Okay. We're dating ourselves, but yes, we know Giftgate.
Okay, so they were supposed to consign my, they were going to consign my greeting cards, no, at that time, no. At that time, ang mga sikat nun was like Forever Friends. Do you remember that greeting card? Okay. I learned the entire entrepreneurial process by actually doing the business. The greeting card business. Sabi ko, okay, so I learned about production, I learned about costing, I learned about distribution. But there was a time na parang, hey, I can't na, I'm just one person. How do I distribute this, no? So what I did was I contacted the art organization in Ateneo. I just forgot the name of it, no? And then I paid an artist 500 pesos per drawing, okay? So that's sunk cost for me. And I can print that artwork like 100 times, 200 times na greeting cards. Then I'm able to sell multiple greeting cards with just a 500 peso cost na artwork. So I learned about fixed cost and I learned about how to earn from that fixed cost multiple times, no?
And the funny thing, Jason, is that were you taking business in college? Were you taking business
course? Business course na IT, so MIS siya. Management information systems.
Because sometimes you come across these concepts in college, like sunk cost, fixed cost, variable cost. It makes sense theoretically, but you know it doesn't really make sense until you finally get into business and you apply them, right?
Yes, correct. That's why I always tell like Nico and Bianca who works with us is I always tell them Sildi, S-I-L-D-I, you know, screw it, let's do it. So
I like that. Screw it, let's do it. Is that right, Bianca? Nico, is that what you've learned? Screw it, let's do it. See, continue lang, Jason.
Yeah, so I tell them, you know, there's no marketing plan or business plan that can predict the future, sabi ko. The only way to really learn, the only way to really know, no, if this will work is if you actually, you know, do it. No? And most of my ventures, I've done it that way. No, it's
screw it, let's do it philosophy.
Yeah, screw it, let's do it. When Bianca or Nico comes to me and says, hey, will this work? Yeah, screw it, let's do it. Just do it, you know, and see what happens, you know. And that's when the learning comes. So you have, your mindset has to be unexpected ang mga bagay. Nobody knew the pandemic would come. We are not soothsayers. We are not fortune tellers that we will know how the market will react to it, especially if you're innovating. If you are bringing out a product that no one has ever seen before, then you cannot do a market study. You know, you can you just do it and have your customer try it na, and then if it fails, okay, let's go back and fix it. You know, and you know, that's how I've been developing my businesses or ventures.
In my life. I like it. And as you move forward, let's talk more about how you apply the screw it, let's do it philosophy. So after the greeting cards, which was in college, you learned a lot of, you know, basically for production outsourcing, you got that from there. And then when you graduated from college, and my presumption is this one, because usually if you're Filipino Chinese, they'd rather that you put up your own business than work for a company. I mean, that's just, I don't know if it's a stereotype, but that's what I see from many of my friends who are Filipino Chinese. Yeah. What did you do after college?
Okay, so my story there, you know, and my story is, diba in Ateneo and in college, there are job fairs that they did inside the school, right? So during those job fairs, so I have classmates going, submitting resumes, doing on-the-spot interviews. I really asked myself during that time, do I submit a resume and get tempted if I'm offered a job, a high-paying job? Or I will stop myself from submitting a resume and not be tempted and go straight to entrepreneurship? Because I've already felt yung entrepreneurship, the spirit, parang the time freedom, that the how you can control your earnings, no? Sabi ko, sige, I told myself, I'm not going to submit a single resume ever. And I've never done it. No, I've never had a boss. I've never submitted a resume. That forced me, no? That forced me to become a real entrepreneur, no? It's that mindset na if you want something done, then do not put yourself in a situation that you'll be tempted to do otherwise. You know? Because your environment can influence you. You know, your environment can influence you. Your association can influence you. Your friends, no? They can say, submit ka, resume. Sabay tayo sa company na to. Ano, sabay tayo dyan, mag-apply. You know? So if you get out of that situation, then you can reach your goals faster, because ikaw yung ano eh, parang you remove that environment where you are limited. Parang ganun.
That's right. And you know, they often tell people right now, and I don't know if you can confirm it for me, you know, like in Go Negosyo, especially when I'm there, is that, you know, it really depends when you, as an entrepreneur, who you surround yourself with. Because sometimes if you're an entrepreneur and you've got an idea and you're with people who aren't entrepreneurs, they're gonna go, oh, what mo gagawin yan? That's, you know, parang babaksak lang yan. Or they just, are you crazy? Why are you doing this one when you can get a stable job? But, you know, they'll put you down. That basically, if you're with entrepreneurs, it's the other way around. They're going to say, okay, how do we figure out how to make it work? I mean, is that how you perceive things as well?
Yeah, kasi like the Bible said, bad associations spoil useful habits. Okay, and I've always learned, like if you read my book, every chapter is all scriptural based. And you learn a lot of business principles. So it's true that with bad association, it will spoil your useful habits. Now, because for me, everything is about habits and patterns in your life. Eh? The more you, you know, do things good in a repetitive way, you know, the more you will achieve, diba? So those bad association, that it will break, you know, that pattern. It will, you know, when maaga ka nagigising, suddenly may association ka na palagi lumalabas ng gabi, no, na nagpupuyat, it will break that good pattern or that good habit that you have, no. That's why it's very important that you associate yourself with people who can lift you up, who can encourage you.
I guess it's one of the first things I wanted to point out over here is that it's very important, actually, the community that you build around yourself. yes. when you want to become an entrepreneur. Like for me, that was Go Negosyo, really helped me out a lot. Because just to share a story, in Go Negosyo, I started off there really as a host. Although I came from a business background, I started off as a host because that's my skill set. Ilaway ko yung capital ko, di ba? But it was being there and, you know, speaking to entrepreneurs through osmosis, you gained a lot of, you know, I gained a lot of my confidence to put up the business and run it myself. And then build a network. And eventually, I'm now helping, paying it forward by becoming an entrepreneur mentor at the same time. Same reason as to why, you know, we Bounce Back is there. Right? Bounce Back was actually a place for us to surround ourselves with entrepreneurs who want to solve problems. And we're going to get back into how we built the Bounce Back community in just a bit. But that's really the one key lesson that Jason's talking about over here. Good association versus bad association. Not just in terms of the community that you are with, but also not only with the company that you keep, but the habits that you have at the same time. Like sabi niya, waking up early versus going out all night, people and then, you know, and working hard. I guess those are very important things. Now, moving on, Jason. Now, you didn't submit any resume, and so you were forced to work. Tell us a bit more about your entrepreneur journey straight out of college. Where did you go and what did you learn from those things?
I started actually my business before graduation from Ateneo. And I put up a computer school with a few friends, no, from college. And kasi we felt that, you know, the knowledge that we know, we wanted to teach to younger people, and then so that they can do, like, programming, Microsoft Word. And out of that experience, you know, I learned a lot of things, no? Number one, okay? So, cash flow. Many people after college, they don't see cash flow as something important, no, until they do a business, no. When you do a business kasi, the expenses pile up and you don't notice it piling up, no. And then you have to get income or revenue to cover expenses, no. Kasi when you're alone and you fresh out of college, you're being supported by parents, for example, or you're working for a big company, parang okay lang, your sweldo comes in or your allowance comes in, or you're sleeping in your parents' house, for example. You don't feel it eh. You don't feel the yung money that's bleeding eh, di ba? Kasi parang lahat ng income mo sa'yo lang lahat eh.
Yeah, I remember those times. So yes, that's right.
So straight out of college, I got to learn the hard way about cash flow, not having to have enough to pay employees on the 15th and on the 30th, having to borrow money just to cover for electricity bills, you know, and not having enough money to have a haircut, you know, and sleeping in the office to finish projects so that you can collect that money and cover up payroll, you know. And a lot of entrepreneurs still experience that to this day, di ba? You know, having not enough cash to cover for expenses. I guess I wrote my book, and it's called The Practical Entrepreneur, no? It's because one of the key ingredients of entrepreneurship is managing your cash flow, because that's the really the lifeblood. And I've learned that so early in my life, no? That you have to be practical in the way you handle your cash flow. And we know that, RJ, that when that is gone, yung cash flow mo, the business literally just goes away.
It literally dries up.
It dries up. And you cannot serve your customers well. You cannot pay your employees. No? So that's one of the big lessons that I learned.
Before Jason continues, for those of you who are interested, because he keeps talking about the book, please feel free to check out his book right now. Again, it's A Practical Entrepreneur. For those listening online, that's https://pinurl.com/practical-entrepreneur. The promo code is RJDesma, 10% off for the book. Straight from Jason. He will autograph the book for you at the same time. And there's some comments over here at the chat box. I have got Marquinho Caburian over here saying, shout out from General Santos City. Hi to the folks in Gensa. What a nice conversation. Boss RJ, salute to your podcast and your speaker now, Sir Jason De La Rosa. Thanks, Marquinho, listening all the way from Gensa. Okay, let's go back to your principle number two. You talked about managing cash flow. What's the second thing that you also learned from your first business? This is the school, right? The computer school?
Computer school. Oh, no. So, second principle is finding the right partners, you know, and your co-workers to form part of your team. I mentioned this earlier already, you know, that when you create your team, it has to complement, you know, yung weaknesses and the strength. And I got this book before, you know, when I was, you know, back in early 2000. It's called Jamming. it's by this person na parang handling creativity in the workplace. And
jamming, jamming.
Oh, okay. Medyo nag-relate ako because I was a musician then.
He's a musician, exactly. I was gonna say that.
Oh. Oh, that business book got me interested because of the title Jamming, no? And the writer, no, was a jazz musician at the same time, is a business person, no? Is a manager, no?
So interesting.
Yeah, so he related creativity in the workplace and team playing as playing in a jazz band. So what happens in a jazz band is every member of the band goes into the room. They don't know what they're going to play.
Exactly, because that's what jazz is, right? It's basically improv. It's basically musical improvisation on the spot.
Improvisation. Right? Yeah. Yep, improvisation. So
you're all good. You're all good. But
you're all good. Yeah. Oh, but you don't know what's going to happen, right?
Exactly.
You all have the ear for it. You all know your instrument very well. So the drummer sits down. The drummer sits down and plays the drums first. And he sort of parang he develops the beat for the rest of the musicians. Then the bassist comes in. So ano siya, pasok siya. And then papasok na si guitarist, si keyboardist. Then the vocalist comes in and then improvises, right? So once nag-improvise siya, ang ganda lang labas ng music. Each one has different skills. Magaling to sa drums, sa bass, sa gitara. Pero when you come together without, you know, knowing what's gonna happen, ano ba yung project, parang you just listen to each other. You listen to each other, you feel each other. I don't know how to play drums, but I can complement your playing of the drums, okay? Mm. Which is the same in the workplace, no? That's how creativity happens. You don't control the creativity of each person. You let them do what they do best. You know, play the bass, play the guitar. But if you don't kasi let them jam together, kasi minsan kasi pag nag-aaway sila, parang the bassist is not listening to the drummer, di ba? Ang pangit ng labas, di ba? Sobrang out of tune, di ba? So sabi niya, okay, so if you're jamming, each one of you have strengths, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it's one, but, you know, if you don't listen to each other, okay, if you don't listen to each other and then complement each other's strengths, then you will not make beautiful music because you don't know what the project is or you don't know what the outcome will be. Pero if you listen to each other, like jamming in a jazz band, that's the reason why teams gel together. And same with partners, no? If you don't listen to each other, pag pareho kayong magaling sa drums, you know, if I always have something to say about your drumming, you know, RJ, mm-hmm. I mean, di ba? So yeah. you do what you do best, I do what I do best, and we will together, let's listen to each other, and we'll create good business together.
I wanted to shout out to another good business partner over here who came on the show a couple of weeks ago, Boss Marjorie Rubio of Bexy. Yes, shout out, mga brothers, sabi niya, because very soon again, no, she's, you know, that's great about what's being part of this ecosystem for startups and basically finding good people is that, you know, she's in the logistics play, you're doing the e-commerce play, so we're all finding how we can work together in this ecosystem and collaborate in this new normal. So really great. Thanks so much for listening to over here, Marge. Yeah, Jay, sorry to interrupt you. Please continue.
Yeah, so looking for partners, looking for team members, dapat there has to be you choose somebody that is smarter than you. Ibig sabihin, you don't know how to play the drums, you get someone who knows how to do it. You know, but you don't try, you have to listen, you have to trust that he knows what he's doing. And you have to trust that I know what I'm doing. And then we have to listen to each other. So I learned that time about partnership.
Mm-hmm. Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
When you meet partners, because I mean, we've all had our share of partners who are good partners and bad partners,
yes.
Right? I mean,
yes.
That's inevitable. I mean, that's, you know, we're all going to have our share. Oh, you know, I've been through that here as well. What can you say about, you know, choosing business partners? You know, I mean, this is a very pragmatic skill that you need. It's not a science of getting a good partner, you know. What can you say after the years, the many years that you've been working with different sets of people?
Well, it's true that what they say, that the vision has to be aligned. You have to be aligned when it comes to the mission or the vision of the company. Not only that, no, not only the vision, but the way or the method that you do business, how you take care of your employees, your attitude towards money, they have to gel together, no? It doesn't have to be 100% na perfect yung ano mo, partner mo, because no one is 100% perfect, di ba?
Except for our wives. Yan lang yung perfect.
Except for our wives. Oh, mga kasawa natin, perfect.
Oh, perfect na yan. Pero tayo, okay. Everything else, hindi perfect. Oh. Pero, para business partner mo yung asawa mo, perfect pa rin ba yan?
Ako, perfect pa rin yan.
Perfect pa rin yan. Okay. Perfect pa rin yan. Okay. Nakikinig asawa ko, hindi ito malapit ang asawa ko eh. So, okay yan. Yeah, perfect.
Perfect pa rin.
Perfect pa rin. That's right. That's right. Okay. Yeah, but talking about that, yeah, there's no perfect business partner.
There's no perfect business partner. But you just have to communicate. No? Kung meron kang problema sa isa't isa or the way you're doing business, you just have to communicate it. Kasi people naman can learn. No? There are partners na maybe they hindi lang kayo nag-gel at the start. Pero I noticed na as time goes by, no, parang mag-asawa, parang mag-boyfriend, girlfriend, as time goes by, you learn to appreciate each other's flaws.
No? Idiosyncrasies. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
Idiosyncrasies na lang, parang ganyan.
Oh, so it's very important. Correct. Yeah. So it's very important that each one of you has to learn to be patient with each other, to understand that each one, pareho naman kayo, hindi perfecto eh. Diba? So you just compliment each other. Pero syempre, there are partners na pagka you feel na parang, no, this is not the right partner for me talaga. Kasi ibang-iba talaga ang values niya. So yung core values is very important as well. Like how he treats his family, how he treats his partners, how he treats clients. Pag nakita mo na hindi aligned kayo sa values, medyo hindi na maganda yan.
Yeah.
It's not
actually good. For one of the key things for me, I find talking about values is that I want to see how he talks to people below him. Eh.
Yes, yes.
That for me is very key. Eh? And then if they talk down to people, for me personally, I find that's sort of like a red flag for me.
Oh, alam mo, one of my partners before, he talked to me, no? Sabi niya, alam mo, Jason, that's why I like working with you. Eh. Kasi every time you come to the office in the morning, you say good morning to every single person. No, I go to the desk, I say good morning to each and every person inside the office. Mm-hmm. Sabi niya. Oo. So parang nafe-feel daw niya na, you know, how you treat people will reflect din on, you know, how the company will be run. No, so it's very important that you show people na, syempre, yung values mo, pakita mo na pareho kayo ng partner mo ng values in terms of taking care of your people as well.
Mm-hmm. Got that. So after the computer school business, what was the next venture that you got from there?
Okay, so the computer business didn't do so well after a while, no? So what happens? So I did a lot of pivot, no? I learned how to pivot during that time.
Earlier on the pivot, ano na? Gas ka noon pa sa'yo yung pivot. Noon pa gas ka na.
Correct. So I didn't know the word pivot. I didn't know the word pivot then. Okay, so I came into an opportunity wherein somebody wanted to give me a project. Okay, sabi niya, oh, I'm gonna give you this project, and it's a large company. No, by the way, when I was in college, pala, my third year college, I was good at programming. No, I did all the code assignments of my friends and classmates na girls. No? I earned my first 50,000 pesos in my third year college because an insurance company asked me to develop an insurance calculator, you know, in my third year of college. And that the CEO of the insurance company went to my bedroom, I mean, to look at what I'm doing. That's how I was presenting to him. I was in college, no? So he would come to the bedroom and then with my computer, and then, okay, so this is how we do it. So I present to him, ganyan. So early on, I already knew how to, you know, service clients, no? In terms of yung mga IT development. So moving forward, I transformed my business into an IT development firm. And that was the time when dot-com was booming, no? Dot-com was already, time.
That was early 2000s.
Early 2000, oo. So I got projects from Malaysia, from everywhere, no? Big companies, big agencies. And that's when I earned my first millions.
And what were you developing years. Specifically? You were just coding for them? You're doing programs for them? What were you doing for them?
Yeah, we were already doing web applications at that time.
Okay.
Web applications. We were doing... Actually, I developed a search engine way before Yehey.com. Mm-hmm. But of course, I didn't know how to market at that time. But I had the idea. I developed one of the first e-commerce sites in the Philippines, no? And you know how we did our e-commerce, RJ? Mm-hmm. The buyer from the US would input his credit card, and at the back end, we would input it in the card machine of the bank.
So it looked like it was a seamless process, yeah. But actually manual sa behind the scenes.
Yeah, oh, walang payment gateway, no? So we would punch the number and then lalabas yung print. Tapos isa-staple namin dun sa ano. But it works so well, no? During seasons like Christmas, we would do like $16,000. Valentine's Day alone, we would make about $10,000 mm-hmm. e-commerce. So I was so early in the game, no? In terms of e-commerce. But then, crashy.com, di ba?
Okay.
So all clients were like, boom, nawala lahat ng mga kliyente. Actually, before that pa, a big dot-com company came to my office and offered to buy me. No, sa umupo siya sa beside in front of me. Imagine mo, I'm almost just fresh out of college that time, ah. No, so inapproach ako nung guy sitting in front of me saying, I want to buy your company, sabi mm-hmm. niya. Tapos, so okay, so how much? Wala akong alam, no? How much? Sabi niya, okay, ito, this amount. No, this amount. Sabi ko, I can make it in that money in like a few months. Why would you offer me that? Yeah, but I'll offer you that you'll be rito. So marami siyang offer. To cut the long story short, I did not accept the offer. Okay, I did not accept the offer. So I experienced my first VC or angel investor type. But 3 years down the road, I was able to exit part of my company. I was able to exit. Somebody bought in. I knew better already because of the experience. No, VCs approaching me, talking to VCs.
People don't know, VCs mean venture capitalists. For those who are for the first time experiencing the word. Okay, please continue, Jason.
Venture capitalists. And you know, at that time, 2000 something, I was just 20, early 20s pa lang, my company developed the first corporate SMS solution, no? Corporate SMS text solution. If you are familiar with Computer Associates, they were one of the largest computer security company in the world. Computer Associates, no? CA. They were my clients, no? During that time, all these stories are in my book, guys. So order kayo. Ang ginawa namin technology was we attach our device and software in the Computer Associates servers. Mm-hmm. Once nagka-problema ang server, it will alert a technician via SMS, no, and the error code. So, ang nangyari, all the Computer Associates engineers were able to fix or determine errors in real time through text messages kasi hindi pa uso dati yung mga FB Messenger, wala pa noon eh. Oo, yung mga ganon, ICQ pa yata noon or Yahoo Messenger.
Oh. we're dating ourselves over here, no?
Uh-oh. Yeah. So SMS was the no. So we developed that, no? That technology, and we developed online banking of a large bank, which sadly nawala na yung banko na yun. But we were inside the large servers of banks, you know, developing an online banking system already at that time. Okay. So I was able to exit, no? Cut the long story short, brought home some money, and that's when I said, okay, so this is what business exit means, no? That's how I learned naman, okay? You can build a venture and exit it, you know, and then build
you
again.
Hindi yung panghapang buhay. You can actually leave the business.
Yeah. Yes, oo. You can actually give it to somebody who wants it more than you, no? So, yes.
Or who can run it better than you, because they're, I guess, they might be a bit more passionate about you. And your passion was not, your passion, I guess, eventually became, it's not about running the business. It's about building one and then giving it to somebody else, because that's where your passion lies, no?
Yes, yes. Uh-huh. So, ano yan? In my book, I also said na, you know, don't fall in love with your business. No? Mm-hmm. Don't fall in love, you know. All things are temporary. Because once you start falling in love, you know, ano yung song ni Queen? Too much love can kill you. So, if you love your own too much, you start to block everything eh, na you don't listen to advice, you don't listen to, parang, my product is the best in the world, you know, it's gonna be a billion,
especially for a startup, especially a lot of apps, the first developers of the apps, they're so in love with the app, they can't see what's wrong with it, because they go, this is the best idea in the world, diba?
yes oh, so parang they're not looking at it na parang, okay, what is the profit and loss dito? If I exit this, what is my benefit? What is my loss? Just like how I did it when somebody approached me, I thought of it in the revenue sense, no, na I can earn that in a few months. Why would I exit? Hindi yung because I love the product. Because if the price is right, I will exit it. You know, if the price is right. So this is why my book, I mentioned about passion and practicality. That's why it's called The Practical Entrepreneur, because too much passion is bad. and when I mentor startups, RJ, 90% of the time, the passion is the one that's making the practical side of it blurry. That's the reason why hindi nila nababantayan yung cash flow nila, hindi nila nakikita yung management issues, is because of the passion side.
But there's nothing wrong with passion.
There's nothing wrong with passion.
There's nothing with passion.
Yeah, the passion is the driver, no, of your business. The practicality is the one that manages, you know, your passion, because it can go out of hand. So use your passion to, you know, to flame it, no, to give you, to encourage you, to make you move forward. But sabi nga sa book ko, you have to learn how to step back, you know, learn how to step back, look at your business again and say, wait, am I spending too much money? Am I burning cash, you know, to do a lot of PR, to do a lot of these things? So I step back. Okay, let me check the numbers again. Parang ganun.
Got that. Now, so we move on. After, when you realize you're going to be a venture builder, what was that next business that you went into? How did you find? Because it's like when you have the money and you said, oh, this is my passion. How did you know now which business to enter into?
Okay, so during that time, no, you know, ideas were very parang, wala pang masyadong competitors during that time, no? And unlike now, may idea ka, everybody has, I mean, thought about it already, no?
That's in right. The world, no?
During that time, during the dot-com, I mean, era nung 2000, parang when you think of an idea, parang everybody wants to get into it, no? I mean, wow, what a great idea, no? Parang ganun. So ako, during that time, I was young, I thought of ideas that way, na parang everything is about changing the world. Everything is about, you know, creating something innovative. Diyan ko na adapt yung pag ano ko, innovation thinking ko. I thought I have to do something different, no? It has to be different from anybody and has to be something new. Wala akong pinasukan na negosyo dati na hindi bago, no? Na hindi pa inisip. Parang yung inisip na ng iba, hindi ko ginagawa. So, my next venture, what I did was I created a prepaid card. I developed a prepaid card wherein you scratch off the back, di ba? Kunyari, 500 pesos prepaid card. I partnered with Netopia, you know, internet cafe. Well, if you guys remember Netopia. Grabe, RJ. All of those people were all my partners before. PLDT, di ba, bought them.
That's right.
So, a nursing student or an architect or an engineer can buy a prepaid card, walk into a Netopia, buy a prepaid card, scratch it, and load his account. And, kunyari, I have 500 pesos in the computer in Netopia, I can review for the board exam. No? Na tingi-tingi. So, wala akong pera, 10,000 pesos pambayad sa review center. No? Kasi ang dami pupunta sa review center. Ang mahal, di ba, dati?
Oo.
So, I can actually buy 100 pesos and start reviewing chapter or topic by topic. No? And I can answer simulated exams and it will give me mga mali ko and it will explain bakit ka mali.
Mm-hmm,
no?
Mm-hmm.
So I try to capture a market who cannot afford the review centers. Kasi ang inisip ko, if people were buying shampoo sachet style in the sari-sari store, then you can make education or review sachet style also for those who cannot afford it. So CLD, screw it, let's do it. Sabi ko, I did not validate the idea. I just said, I went to my room, I started coding stuff. I coded everything myself, ah. Mm-hmm. I coded everything myself. I printed all cards myself from yung mga printing press. Tapos I asked Netopia, distribute this. And you know how I check the sales every day? I had the Yahoo Messenger of every Netopia branch, you know,
wow.
In my list.
Nagtsaga mo naman.
Oo. So I'm in my room, end of the day, every day, asking each branch, magkano sales, magkano sales, magkano sales, magkano sales.
Oo.
So they would say, ah sir, two cards, 10 cards, 3 cards. And it all added up. Wow. Sabi ko, you can make money out of the air. Sabi ko, credits. You know? So that's when I thought, digital business. You know, you can earn without physical goods. No? And you just sell credits like SMS. No? Content. No? Content. Yan yung naano yung mind ko sa content. People will pay for content, no? And nangyari after that, no? Di ba physical card?
Yep.
What was the next thing that got that was introduced to me? OTP, over the air. So you know who I talked to that time? Load Central. You know, Load Central. Sabi ko, huwag ka na magprint ng cards. Added cost lang yan. Lahat ng papasok sa Netopia, babayad ng 100 pesos, ite-text na sa kanya yung code. Okay? Okay? So, that was the next one, no? So, sabi ko, okay, forget cards. Okay? So, I was earning na parang tubong ano na lang, lugaw na lang, no?
Tubong lugaw. But I just want to mention over here, si Direct JP Ninalga saying, very inspiring story, Jason.
So, yeah, wow, thank you, Direct.
Oh, please continue. So, after the OTP cards, tubong lugaw.
Oh, so I diyan nabuksan yung mata ko eh. Parang sabi ko, okay, everything is ano na, it's everything is going towards that na. Digital content, you know, people paying over the air, parang I didn't know the terms, no. I mean, we have terms for them now, no. But yung mga ganun na over the counter, they pay 100 pesos, then you get the text of the code, and from the code, you enter the computer, and you enter the computer, you learn. All the content is sunken cost, just like my greeting cards na I ask the artist to draw once, and I can sell it multiple times through greeting cards.
Got that.
Ito, I was able to partner with review centers, revenue share with them, once lang in-encode lahat ng content, I earn multiple times without doing anything. So after that, after review card, we call it review card. Okay, I use my wife as a model, my niece as a model, so I didn't pay more. That's my marketing and my PR. So it's very, very practical, RJ. That's why the practical entrepreneur.
Practical entrepreneur, again, the book available.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned, We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
So I know that you've got a lot of ventures, no? And I don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I focus on this one part which people don't see, that I'm sure across the different ventures, you had a major failure. There's one point that, you know, it was really, really bad. If you don't mind, can you bring us through that experience? Because, you know, there are many issues for an entrepreneur. It's emotional, it's mental health, it's, you know, your cash flow's really down. What did you do to not just recover from it, but more importantly, you know, we often talk about this one, you know, from that adversity, there are lessons that you learn. For an entrepreneur, walang talagang failure, but you learned a lot. But of course, it's a big failure. And, you know, emotionally, it's really draining. Financially, it's draining. Emotionally, it's draining as well. But what did you pick up from that? So what was your biggest failure so far, Jace?
Okay. You know, being a screw it, let's do it guy, you know, I failed so many times, okay, because I experiment a lot. I call it persistent experimentation. Or imperfect action. That's what I call it in the book. And that's the reason why I can teach young startups, no, how to avoid. You know, it's really about avoiding these failures. You know that Kita.ph? We actually started Kita.ph 2014. Mm-hmm. You know? Ano na ngayon si Kita.ph? 2022 na. So it took us 7-8 years to get the business model right. Okay, 2014, major fail. We put up a platform, social e-commerce, put a lot of merchants, burned a lot of money, you know, eight figures. You know, alam mo that time, you are a cool startup when you spend money on your office, you know.
I remember those times.
Punta ako sa office ng Friendster, punta ng office, may mga ping-pong table, mga gano'n, di ba? So, when you're at that height, no, parang you tend to spend money on how you look or yung image mo outside. And, you know, but you're inside, yung operations mo, you're actually bleeding like crazy inside, no? And, you know, when every 15-30th, you don't have money to pay for your, na nagsasangla ka na, yes, you know, ng pera. And you don't have money for gas, you have to borrow money. Actually, 2014 all the way to 2017, mga ganyan, was one of the worst times of my life.
Wow, that's 3 years, that's 4 years, about four years of your life.
Oo, na ang daming nangyari na talagang ano. But because we believe in the business model so much, no, na 2018, 2019, we came up with Reselli, same business model, different approach. And then 2019, 2020, pandemic, bagsak na naman. So ang daming ano. So we got a lot of merchants, pero the merchants couldn't deliver kasi pandemic, no? So 2021, 2022, okay, made the decision. Same business model, but remove all the merchants, just stick to one product, vegetables. Okay? So it took us 7-8 years, you know, to come up with fresh vegetables, Kita.ph, running the same platform na social e-commerce, and being successful now in Kita.ph because we are now in one of our most successful stages, no, of that 8 years, you know. So
wow.
So we learned. So sabi nga namin, alam mo, ang daming social e-commerce, di ba, sa mundo na lumalabas. Sabi namin ng partner ko si Mark, di ba, parang sabi namin, parang grabe, they're going through pa lang what we went through for the past 8 years. Nako, sabi ko, if only they knew, no? Kasi nakikita namin yung business model nila, yung ginawa namin dati.
Okay. At least you have the benefit of hindsight na lang right now.
Yes, no. So very important yun, learning from your mistakes. Kasi, and not just learning from your mistakes, it has to be learning from learning what the pattern of your failure is, no?
Kasi, I like that, learning the pattern of your failure, because sometimes you can't pick it up. You keep doing it again because it's sometimes built into your system, eh, di ba?
Correct, correct. That's why in my book, it's really about determining first your pattern. If you cannot wake up early every day, there must be something that you have to break, no? Because it's becoming a pattern, no? Mm-hmm. If you're smoking, there must be something you can do to break it because it's a pattern. If you don't break that pattern, sooner or later, you're gonna smoke again. No? Parang ganun siya. That's the idea. So, when we sat down and formulated the new Riselli, the new Kita.ph, we thought very hard, why do we keep failing? You know, why do we keep failing? It's the same business model. We really believe in it. Why do we keep failing? There's a pattern. You know, there's a pattern. And once you diagnose that pattern of failure, and you break it with a good habit, you break it and get out of your comfort zone. No, I'm not going to do this anymore. That's when you start to see success. Parang ganun. Parang hindi ka na nagpe-fail.
Got that. Now, I know that during this time, though, there was a lot of pivoting that you had to do amidst the pandemic. And, you know, I wish we had more time to talk, but there's a lot of businesses that you came up with furiously after the pandemic.
Yes.
If you don't mind, you know, kind of encapsulate how you were able to come up with them rapidly. What were you thinking of when you came up with each one of them? How did the previous idea build on the next idea, build on the next idea, build on the next idea? So people get to see sort of like that entrepreneurial logic with that overarching theme.
Okay. My suggestion there is, or my advice is, always begin with the end in mind. My end is build an ecosystem. No? So lahat ng mga ginagawa ko, when I see an opportunity, hey, it fits my ecosystem. It fits inside very well. So I grab it, no? If it doesn't fit in my ecosystem, then I don't, no? So, kunyari, e-commerce, e-health, e-sports, mga ganon, no? So so each one has its different characteristic. Pero when you put them all together, alam ni Marjorie ito eh, kunento ko na sa kanya. I mean, nagkwentuhan na kami ni Marjorie nito eh, no? Na if you put them all together, you know, you're able to service a community, which is my original vision. Naisip ko na, what is the ending that I want? No? And what are the elements that can contribute to that end? And I need to put this up eh, in order to lead to that. Eh, no? So when you have that end in mind, ang bilis mo mag-pick up ng opportunity. Kasi nakita mo, wait, pasok to. Wait. Pasok na pasok po. So once na you get that, ano, and you know, RJ, tayo, when, alam mo, sa dami ng failure natin sa buhay, dami ng pinagdaanan natin sa buhay, in my book, I call it internal radar. Yung internal radar mo, that's different from what we call industry signals, no? Industry signals are things that companies use na data, statistics, mm-hmm. Diba? That come in. Teka, let's not go into this business because data says that ganyan-ganyan, no? So, an entrepreneur, they don't really use industry signals. They use what we call the internal radar. Na, yeah. Feel ko yan eh. Parang, pwede eh. Parang, swak na swak yan eh. So, lahat ng experience mo in your life, no, na accumulated, no, accumulated siya lahat. You begin to develop what we call an internal radar, wherein parang, hey, I have to get into that business. I have to buy into you. I have to invest in this business. And, you know, I don't listen to business plans. When somebody approached me, I listened to their pitch one time. But rarely that I listen to how much money you're gonna make, what's your marketing plan. It's very rare. I say, I like you. You fit into my ecosystem. I like what you've done. Pasok ka. And let us build that ecosystem together. So that's how I rapidly started building. You know, meeting the right people along the way helps a lot as well.
Game. Marjorie Rubio, actually, kanina pa yung comment to, but I just want to bring it out. you know, from everything that you said, she's laughing over here. Ha 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 ha. Hashtag relate, grabe. And I think many of us who are entrepreneurs can also relate to the same idea that you've shared here. Jason, I wish we had a lot more time to keep on talking. In fact, we've been a bit over time, which is great by me, which is okay by me. But if you were to wrap things up, you know, from all the failures and the successes that you've had over the years, and if there were just three, I guess, life/business hacks that you want to share with people listening to us here right now, what would those hacks be for all these aspiring and struggling entrepreneurs out there right now?
Number one, okay? Number one is screw it, let's do it, okay? You know, you'll never know everything unexpected. Nobody can predict, okay? And that happened to all of us during the pandemic, okay? Mm-hmm. So if you want to go for a business, you do it. And then you determine your market, you sell to your market, before you even try to develop your business. Alamin mo na kaagad kung may bibili ba niyan. Okay? Mm. Second is weakness evaporates with results. Okay? So you don't focus on your weakness. Dahil pag nakuha mo naman yung mansana sa puno, kahit pandak ka, maliit ka, it doesn't matter that you're small because you got that apple from the tree. You know, mm-hmm. It can be using a tool, it can be used, you ask a friend to get it for you. So your weakness doesn't matter, no? Because of that result na yon. Kahit binili mo yan sa supermarket, resulta pa rin yon. Okay? So be positive about yourself, no? Na there's no such thing as a weakness when you are able to deliver, okay? Mm-hmm. That's number two. Lalo na ngayong pandemic, you have...
Lalo na ngayong pandemic, it's a great equalizer, di ba?
Yes.
You have as long as you get the product to the market, you get it to your consumer, your end consumer, you're good.
Yes. No matter how you do it, you know. Number three, pinaka-importante, last chapter of my book, the biggest hack of all, is you have to learn how to be a spiritual entrepreneur. Because that is how I endured all the failures in my life. Okay? Is meditating on the scriptures and adapting it to my life. And ako, if you read my book, you'll be able to see na lahat ng business principle ay nasa Bible na. Huwag ka na magbasa ng iba. Lahat nandun na. About integrity, about hard work, about, you know, hiring. Everything is there. Okay, everything is there. Naiiyak daw si Marjorie.
Huwag palagtak na iiyak na naman ako, bro.
Okay. So, yun lang yung tatlo na marami akong masasabi, pero RJ, maraming salamat at na binigay mo ko opportunity.
Yeah, you know, I think we've got to do another show to talk. You know, we never even got to talk about Bounce Back in this whole program and how it shaped things. But there's a lot of stuff. In fact, I was going to say, when you talk about, you know, about everything is in the Bible over here, I think another important thing also that we have to talk about is the idea that, you know, like for me, it was being part of a faith community that is in business. Eh? Like for me, I'm part of a group called Power Mornings. And in Power Mornings, they're all businessmen. And technically, we're all there. It's just a faith community. And, you know, we're there to also support each other by doing business. Eh? So we get to understand, you know, some certain principles. And it's good because, you know, when you do business, you can do it in a way that eliminates spirituality altogether. But how do you feel in the end, di ba? How does it make you feel in the end? And that's why for me, it's been very key that doing business together with your faith works very well together. Sabi nga ni Marjorie over here, dami ng guest starring si Marjorie dito. Tama, without being grounded to him, di mo kakayanin yung negosyo. But that's very true, especially during this pandemic. So as we wrap up this discussion, one last time, can we just show again the book, The Practical Entrepreneur book over here? That's The Practical Entrepreneur book. For those who want to get a copy of the book, Jason's been talking about it the whole night. Would love to have you guys pick up a copy right now. Again, that's HTTPS. Leave it up there, Jason. That's tinurl.com/practical-entrepreneur. And the promo code is RJ Ledesma. 10% off. Get a copy here right now. Again, Jason, thanks so much for joining us here on the podcast. And we will see you guys on the next episode of the RJ Ledesma podcast. Guys, enjoy the rest of your evening. Thanks so much, Jason.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening, guys.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.